you want a revolution? Well, you know, we all want to change the world.
On this day, 1968, you tell me that the Beatles started recording promotional videos for two songs, Hey Jude and this one, Revolution, at Twickenham. Such a good British word, Twickenham Studios. The vocals are recorded live over pre-recorded instrumental tracks to get around the British Music Union ban. The unions, even then, and even over there, on lip-sync performances. Unbelievable. Dean Terianis is with us. He is the force behind historyauthor.com. That's his website. He's a columnist with the New York Sun. And for 25 years, Dean was one of the web producers at the Rush Limbaugh program. Dean, he is our historian, by the way. Amazing. History is an author, he and his wife. Dean, welcome. How are you this Labor Day?
I am doing good, James. Thanks so much. It's always nice to be able to talk with you and your audience on a holiday. So I think I'm doing pretty good, although I will say I would have preferred to have Bubba Knight, because I was just reading about him yesterday, not even knowing it was his birthday, rather than the Beatles, but I'll accept that. But other than that, I'm doing perfectly great. I love your bumper music. It's just the best.
Oh, thank you. We played some, I heard it through the grapevine with Bubba Knight as our first bumper. Yeah. Now, look, by the way, you have been through this immigration process that I know we're going to talk about the history in that today. But before we do that, I don't know whether you agree with me, Dean, or not. And it's okay if you don't. I mean, I said this is my perception, and I'm willing to be talked out of it. But it is my perception, Dean, that if this immigration crisis we are facing now was a crisis of people trying to get here from some European nations instead of the nations that are, Mexico, South American, Central American nations, primarily African nations, and some of the others, that it would not nearly be the problem that it is today. There would have been some solutions to it. I don't know whether you agree with me, but you've gone through the immigration process with your wife, right?
Yeah, and she's Canadian. She's Irish-Canadian. So you're talking, I'm Greek, I'm pretty swarthy. When I work the streets of the city, people will speak to me in all kinds of different languages. They'll speak to me in Spanish. They'll speak to me in Italian. They'll say salam aleikum to me. And so she, though, stands out very much as I think what you're getting at there, somebody who's from one of these European backgrounds. And for me, when I look at this issue, I definitely think along the same lines as far as the effect, because I think there's a lot of people that benefit from having this be a big crisis, and they're really happy that they're going to welcome in people who are just happy to be here, honestly, who aren't going to make a complaint. They're going to be very compliant voters and very compliant at businesses. They're never going to file something like an OSHA request. Whereas I think if they were getting somebody from a country in Europe that had that similar background that wasn't going to take that, I think they would be forced to do it. And for one thing, probably those people would have more language skills. And for Kathy and I, when we would go and wait online, and any of your listeners can do this, if you want to go to Newark, New Jersey, you can take the path there any morning at 3 a.m. if you really want to see this. I've never seen any politician on the line, but people start lining up literally at 3 a.m. to get in for a meeting. If they have a problem, they have an unscheduled meeting, they start lining up at 3 a.m. outside there. And, you know, James, there's people from all over the world there. There's people from any country that you could name. And the one thing you don't get is anyone cutting in line. And you don't get any violence. And there was a young guy there, and I heard them calling him Spike. And I realized pretty quick it's because he looked just like Spike Lee. And this young guy gets online every day. He has about the first or second spot at 3 a.m. And then he sells his spot for $20 or whatever someone will give him for it. And to me, when I listen to all this stuff, I think of the dignity of waiting on that line. I mean, you know, it poured rain one day. Kathy, I let her sit in the car. I held the spot there in the line. People bring lawn chairs. You're waiting for this chance to do it the legal way. And to me, the fact that there's no sympathy for anybody who's on that line trying to do it the legal way. And when people like John McCain, he's no longer with us, but he was the most famous one, always saying, well, they're paying their taxes, see? Well, yeah, if you steal my car and you're putting gas in it, you know, that doesn't mean that you're here legally. You're still violating the law. And nobody has ever gone and just taken the simple effort to go to that line, to all those people waiting there. Some don't have the ability to speak the language, like, of course, my wife did, and speak English. They might have to hire a lawyer. They're not educated enough to look at the law, but they're all waiting. Not one politician ever goes to those people in line and says, well, this is why we need to give some people an easier path. They say there's no path to citizenship, right? Well, I'm here to tell everybody there is a path. It goes through Newark, if that's your port of entry, and it's hard. But it's still a path. It still exists. It goes through your consul in your country. It goes through the legal immigration process. And it'd be great to change it, but we can't just ignore laws we don't like. And I think that's what's happening here. And because we have a bunch of folks that are coming in right now, this wave of immigration is people who don't speak the language, who aren't going to make a fuss, who are very happy just to be here and have their asylum and not complain about things like the kids in cages. When's the last time we heard about that? We know it's still happening. The story blips up. They check the occupant of the White House. They say, well, this doesn't do us any good, and they ignore it. So I agree with you on that part of it. I think it's a wider goal, though, and a bigger picture, why they ignore them in a way that they wouldn't if it was a more educated, more vocal population coming from somewhere else.
Dean, that's just great insight. I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take a break, ask you to stick around, and then when we get on the other side of the break, let's talk about Labor Day, what Labor Day means right now politically, and from a cultural standpoint in the United States of America. And we'll see where that goes. WABC.